the day, 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 day.
Today's fact of the day, it's Pirate Week here at Fact of the Day.
Arr, me arties.
Today's pirate fact comes from Auron, who listens to the show on the way to school with his mum.
Oh,
and he was very excited
about Pirate Week.
About Pirate Week, because he's just finished a project on pirates.
Oh my God. Oh. A wealth of knowledge.
Perfect timing. And he would like to submit a alcohol pirate fact.
Oh, okay.
Now, how old is he?
He's at school. He's a young fellow.
Oh. Okay.
So he's not personally drinking the alcohol, but he could be drinking, if he was a pirate of age, grog.
Grog.
You know the term grog?
The grog shop.
It's the slang for
is
alcohol.
Is that more of a
grog.
British slang?
Or
grog?
Pirates. It's a pirate slang.
Right.
And I guess a lot of pirates had British connections, so that's probably how it got back there. But grog technically is a mix of rum and water and sometimes lime and sugar.
Yum.
But not for a delicious, refreshing cocktail. Primarily to preserve the water.
No, but that's like, that's nearly a mojito.
It's almost, rum, lime, sugar and water. That's a mojito.
We need some mojito. Mint, some crushed in mint and some ice.
And shove it in an aerator and get it bubbly.
Yeah, and welcome aboard the good ship, mojito.
Mm.
Yes.
I thought it was magino. I've been saying it wrong.
You always embarrass us by ordering magitos.
Yeah. Magito. Can I have a magito?
Minty magito.
Not everybody's done 160 days of Duolingo.
Oh, yeah. Spanish. Speak
well
Spanish
done.
To us.
Yeah.
Go. Say a sentence.
Hola.
Hola, papi.
Chica.
I quite like all of her music, though, not just the Spanish songs.
That's so lame, it's funny.
It's so lame.
All right, let me continue.
We love a Duolingo.
Alcohol was used to extend the life of water aboard a pirate ship. This is, by the way,
water.
Word for word from Auron. And okay. I fact-checked it, and it all adds up.
Are we giving the school project A+?
I'm giving this an A+.
Yeah, good.
We'll ring the school and make sure that goes ahead.
An R+.
R+. No, it's an R.
R.
R's got to be worse than
it's
a D.
It's
R+.
Alcohol was used to extend the life of water on board the ship. The first liquids often consumed aboard pirate ships were beer and water, because beer would go bad just about as fast as water, but it had some flavour to it, so they were hooking into that early.
Hooking into that.
And then they drank the water because the water could not be kept fresh in the wooden barrels at the time, and rats aboard the ship would
poo.
Be drawn to the water. They would leave behind their poo. They could not keep it clean.
Yuck.
Water was stored in wooden barrels and would go bad pretty quickly. The water, they would add alcohol, normally rum as it was the easiest to come across,
to the
water to kill the algae and the bacteria and make it taste better, and then add in the lime and the sugar.
And the little umbrella.
Yeah.
And the fresh mint leaves.
Yeah. And the ice.
Num.
Yeah. And quick shake and only
Boston shaker.
Pour into a cold glass.
Through a strainer.
Beautiful.
So today's fact of the day from Auron is that pirates drank grog because the fresh water on their long sea voyages went bad pretty quick.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.